So, welcome to the first episode, I mean technically second, but the first episode of my podcast. And I was thinking, what should I do? And I'm like, people really love unsolved murder mysteries. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do one of them. So, this is copyright inverse.com, www.inverse.com. Yeah, and then the article is 486537, so something like that, but it's about creepy, scary, unsolved mysteries. You know, you just have to get the copyright out so you don't get sued in that. So our first mystery is the murder of Don Henry and Kevin Iles. Did they have weird names, okay? I mean, it doesn't take away from the creepiness, but they have weird names. So on August 23rd, 1987, a train conductor called in an incident in Arkansas was unable to stop in time as he had just run over what looked like the bodies of two young men tied to the tracks. Okay, what the fuck? Yep, that's my... Oh shit, I just swore. Okay. The state medical examiner wrote that he believed the men, Don and Henry Kevils, had smoked too much cannabis and had fallen asleep on the tracks. First of all, cannabis makes you lazy, but I don't think, like, you can still do shit on cannabis, you're just kind of like a bit lazy. So I don't get how, unless they were on edibles and they were like really, really hallucinating, that's a bit like too much. Because the explanation seems pretty unlikely, rumors swirled that the bodies had stumbled on a drug drop, and had been killed as a result. The most bizarre part yet? Years later, WWE superstar Bill Jack Haynes went public as the only person to witness the boys' murder that day. So apparently, this guy from WWE was like, I saw these kids get murdered. He said he'd been hired by a local politician to act as higher security for the drop and had witnessed Henry and Ives killed. Nothing came of the claim as online readers eventually forgot about the bizarre YouTube video. So this is a bit weird, you know. What, I doubt that it's actually cannabis, you know. Maybe there was cannabis in the system because the guy, the examiner was like, they've been smoking cannabis. And he probably has proof that they smoke cannabis, but like, if I was gonna die, you know, I'm gonna roll up a blunt. That's how I'm gonna die. You know, makes sense, but I don't think that's how they died. The WWE guy seems a bit fake. This fucking Billy Jack Hines fucking sounds German as well. You know, you can't really trust him. Nothing to do with Nazis, by the way. So, you know, I just don't trust the WWE guy. I think they probably did some fucked up shit. Well, you know, they were just committing suicide in that. Okay, so I now realize the background music was really shit and that my mic's really shit. So we're gonna do the second story with a better mic. So give me a moment. So this one is about a boy in the chimney, apparently. So in 2008, a teenager called Josh Summon left the house where he lived to his dad to run an errand. He disappeared, and 7 years later, his remains were found in the fetal position, stuffed in the chimney of a nearby historic cabin. His body, devoid of wounds, showed no sign of a struggle, as the Huffington Post reported. When the teen's skeleton was found, his knees reportedly were above his head, and a hand was covering his face. The strangest detail were slowly released to the public in the following weeks. Maddox had been only clothed in thermal undershirt, and the rest of his clothes were lying on the floor inside the cabin. Construction workers confirmed that the rebar on the chimney opening meant he would have not been able to climb down, so he must have been trying to climb up. That makes matters worse, as an anonymous post later detailed a rumor that Maddox has been coerced by a friend who went on to become a serial killer. So basically, this one's a bit of a mad one. I don't know how you can fit up a fucking chimney. I don't know about you, but like, even if you're like a really fucking small person, like I'm talking about 1 fucking foot, you probably can't fit up a fucking chimney. And if you are 1 foot, you're probably fat as well. So, you know, there's no way you're filling up that fucking chimney. So, I'm guessing, this is my idea. So, I'm going to go with the guy who said his friend was a serial killer. So, he's not running an errand. He's not running a fucking errand. His dad's retarded. So, basically, he goes out. And then, this is on, like, the same time. So, goes out, he's kidnapped by his friend. Straight up, just fucking kidnapped. Or maybe he's, like, you know, like, slowly told, oh, I'll fucking give you some candy or some shit. I don't know. Maybe they're talking about something. And he gets him to, like, oh, let's go into that fucking cabin over there. You know, smoke some shit. Let's do hoops, you know. What the fuck? So, he believes in that. And you know what happens? He probably, like, gets all scared. He's like, and then, like, the friend, like, locks all the fucking doors. He's like, alright, you're fucking dying. He's like, fuck no. And then he just, you know, runs up the fucking chimney. And I'm guessing that's what happened. He just runs up the chimney. Probably died from, like, starvation or something. Just stayed up there. Which would take, like, 3 days. Oh my fucking god, my neighbors are having sex. What the fuck? This is what I mean by I can actually not have a podcast to make YouTube videos. Like, you would think it's going to be quiet. But no, my neighbors thought this would be a great time to just start having sex for no reason. What the actual fuck is wrong with them? Okay, so now I'm a bit lazy and I actually can't be bothered to, do all of this shit. So, you know, that's the episode. I don't know what you got out of this episode thing. I'm going to try to increase the quality of the next episode. You know, something a bit more interesting.